All right, thanks for doing this. I mean, coming over here after a loss like that, I'm sure it's not easy.
Yeah.
Let's start with this. So, two ACL, three positions, four positions, 5 years, four position coaches, three head coaches. I mean, your journey is rare in the college football world. Mm-hmm. So let's start there. Talk about your journey.
You kind of summed it up with that. I'm just very thankful that my parents have, even before I came here, they said, you know, college football is crazy. Coaches change. You can get injured at any moment. You know, so if you never played a snap of football, where would you go? And I came on my visit here, and I could see myself as a student here. Mm-hmm. You know, God forbid anything happens, I can never play football again. I said, this is the school I want to go to. Mm-hmm. And then through all the ups and downs, my parents have been keeping my head straight. You know, there's a lot of mess going on, a lot of chatter, you know, especially on Twitter and out, you know, in the universe. So they've helped me stay focused on what's really important for the rest of my life, school. Mm-hmm. And then just working my butt off here. Mm-hmm. Because every snap's a blessing.
Yeah.
So you can't take any for granted. So yeah, my parents have been my rock throughout this, and they've helped me tremendously through every up and down. You know, they've always been there. They drive 7 hours for every game, even when I was on the bench. I told them, like, hey,
yeah,
you know, I'm not getting in. Like, you don't have to come. They're like, no, we're still coming. So
yeah.
I couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah, and that's the part no one talks. So. We're sitting here in an environment where everybody's going to talk about, like, is this the worst loss ever and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I always want to cut through that. You know, like, this is more than just wins and losses. Mm-hmm. To the fan, of course it is. And to the fan, it's the coach better win and all this stuff. But mm-hmm. college football is more than that. And I think you've tapped into that. Talk about your academic journey. Your grad school, when are you finished? Like, what are you walking out after 5 years with?
So I'm in a dual degree. I started my career as a biology major, mm-hmm. and the classes weren't quite working with the football schedule.
Was the plan pre-med?
Yeah, plan's always been pre-med. It still is.
Yeah.
And I wanted, our biology department is phenomenal here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out, and Mason Monheim was in community health, and he said, hey, you should check this out. Mm-hmm. So I you know, look at it. I said, okay, you know, that's pretty cool, like healthcare administration.
Mm-hmm. And he was doing that to be pre-dental, right?
Yeah, he's at Ohio State Dental School right now.
Dental school, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing well. So I switched into community health. You know, my, I guess the official is health planning and administration. Then, yeah, redshirted, so I was like, okay, my fifth year, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to master in? And I was doing some research, and I found that there's a dual degree program where you get your undergraduate in community health, and then you also get your master's in public health in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's a two-year master's program.
Sure.
So at the end, you know, my fourth year, I was doing half undergraduate, half grad-level classes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I'm full-time graduate classes.
Okay.
So I finished my classwork in May, and then I do an internship in the summer. So in August, I'll have an undergraduate degree in community health and a master's of public health.
And then med school is next? Is that the plan?
Or what? Yeah. So are you familiar with the MCAT?
Mm-hmm.
It's the admissions test.
Mm-hmm.
I took one last summer, and I thought I was tough and I could study for it in like 6 weeks when kids take 2 years to study.
Yep.
So I kind of crammed. And so I took my exam Friday, and training camp started Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, cram and take my, it's a 7.5 hour test on Friday.
Yeah.
Sleep for a day and a half and then go to training camp.
Yep.
So my score was average. So this spring I'm going to get the score up. And uh-huh. then I'll apply this spring when the cycle opens up.
Uh-huh.
And then interviews are in the fall. So hopefully this time next year I'll know exactly where I'm going.
So you have this firm head on your shoulders and knowing where you're going. How much is football, has this 5 year experience helped with that?
Oh, it's taught me so many life lessons.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin, you know. Perseverance, loyalty, like just relentless pursuit of what you want. You know, as a kid, I always wanted to play college football. And I got hurt, got knocked down a couple times, changed positions, you know. Just just to keep your head down and just keep pounding the rock, you know. Mm-hmm. Eventually it's going to crack. Mm-hmm. And thankfully for me, it did end up working out with football. But I feel like I'm going to carry that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Talk about the football side, what you've learned about yourself. You know, you're a linebacker, you're a fullback, you're a tight end. The offense changes every year. The defense changes every year, you know. Every year you're doing something different. Mm-hmm. What have you learned from that?
Just be flexible, man.
Yeah.
You never know what life's going to throw at you. We have plenty of guys that have done it. Switch positions have, you know, moved from linebacker to D end, or, you know, Nate Eckerd.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up to Nate Eckerd a lot for that because
– Same, yeah.
Yeah, he did the exact
same two different linebackers, thing. Defensive end for a bit, then tight end, then fullback.
Yeah, and he played on every special team.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got a kid like that around, you know, I looked up to him. He still is one of my really good friends. So
mm-hmm.
There's a fullback at LSU, J.D. Moore, mm-hmm. and he said it was something like be an alligator, not a dinosaur, not a T-Rex. You know, the T-Rex is all went extinct, but, you know, the alligators hung around with their evolution. Mm-hmm. I don't want to misquote the kid. But
that's right.
I can't remember it right now.
Yeah. But what, so when do you, I mean, I can't imagine your journey. You know, every time we talk, like I mention it, like, you know, I was going to give you the nickname. Which one were you?
American Way.
You were the American Way. Okay. That's right. Truth, justice, and the American way. So Truth was going to be Trey, and he goes off to, you know, so many players have transferred here. So many players have left. You know, there were the guys loyal to Beckman. There's the guys loyal to Cubitt. There's guys loyal to Lovey. There's resentment. You know, it just, this is Illinois football, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's just, it's going to happen when you have so many coaching changes and so much upheaval, like what you experienced with the Beckman, then Cubitt, then Lovey 8-month period.
Mm-hmm.
What, looking back, what are your thoughts on that whole, like, what you were forced to go through? Like, the adults out here made all these decisions, and it kept affecting you, the student athlete.
I'm going to go back to my parents again. You know, they said, football doesn't work out. You're here to get your degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept leaning on that. I did everything I could to put myself in the best position. You know, I'd go as hard as I could in workouts, I'd go as hard as I could on the field, no matter where I was at. But, you know, I just, my parents helped me stay focused,
mm-hmm.
Through all the transition, through all the craziness.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess if you don't mind me asking, like, mm-hmm. specific football questions, like, what's your, do you have any, like, resentment for what happened to you? Like, you know, you signed up to come here to play for Tim Beckman's program to be a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone through every change that happened. Like, does that bother you? Do you wish, like, there could have been some consistency? Like, do you find, or is it like, this is my journey? And
definitely the second one. I think God does everything for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've also been leaning on my faith. There's a purpose behind every single thing that's happened here, and I never have questioned that. You know, like I said, just bring a lunch pail and keep working hard, and if it works out, it works out, and if not, I have a degree from the University of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
you know? And just to be in the locker room and go out to practice and wear the gear, like, that was enough for me. Because, you know, it got so crazy, I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Like,
yeah,
I might not ever play it, like,
right,
but you know, for the rest of my life, you know, I'm going to have this degree. I'm going to have these experiences with these guys, and I'm going to do everything I can to put myself in the position to play. But if that doesn't work out, you know, I didn't get, you know, too bad of a deal.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sitting down with me, Austin.
No problem.
Good luck for you and the American way.
I got to bring out the American flag tonight.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, see if we get a picture of it.
I should have tweeted it.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it.
You get a picture of one? All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.